He wants to walk as our partner. He wants to every day be the one telling you, you know, do this, do this. What's he telling you to do? He's having you miss problems. He's having you know how to parent your own children. He's having you know how to succeed in business. Why? Because he's got a good plan for you.
The heart of the Father is calling out to us to walk in the fullness of His blessing. Today, Kelly Copeland Swisher encourages us to follow the Holy Spirit and receive God's promises. Next, right here on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher, and I'm filling in this week for my mom and dad, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We love you. The Copeland family loves you. We are there for you, and in presenting the Word, you know, the things that we do, the things that they do, the things that this family and the people that work here, the things that Dr. Stephen, my husband, Dr. Stephen and I do, we do it because we love you. We do it because we want to see you walk in that place that God has given to you to walk. I mean, we know we're not even walking in the fullness of it, and yet we can say, Lord, how could life get any better? I'm amazed every day at the Lord and what He brings into my life and the things that He leads us into. You know, sometimes just a thought will occur to me about something that I'd like to do, and it won't be long until the opportunity to do it will be facing me. Maybe I didn't even tell anybody about it. That happens so often. Why? Because your Father loves you, and He puts things into your heart. There is a craving on the inside of each and every one of us to walk with Him, to have that supernatural relationship, to have that ability, as we talked about yesterday, to have that in your heart that He's your daddy, He's your Father, to be able to cry Abba, the Word calls it. And that word Abba is more of an intimate relationship with your Father. To be able to walk with Him like that, He puts that down on the inside of us. And there is nothing under the sun that will satisfy that place other than walking in His plan and walking with Him. You know, you can't walk with Him hand in hand and do things your own way. You can't walk with Him the way He's going if you're going in the opposite direction. And so to be able to live this life that we've talked about, we've said this week, you have to be led by Him. You have to let Him lead your life. That means doing what the Word says. That means when He prompts you in your heart, following what He says for you to do, putting Him first place. And He says in His Word we read in Romans 8 yesterday, His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we're His children. He is in us to be able to cry, Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6, God has sent His Spirit of His Son in our hearts that prompts us to say, the Spirit of God on the inside of us prompts us to call on Him and look at Him as our Father and our Daddy. So that's what we've been talking about, and we'll just pick up here in Romans 8 because that's where we left off. And I want to back up just a little bit because he says here in verse 27 that the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, and the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. In other words, we're not by ourselves. We're not alone, that the Holy Spirit helps us, it says, in our weaknesses. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. I really talked about yesterday what that scripture means and kind of clarified that, kind of divided tradition, what tradition says that means. It doesn't mean just bad things that the Lord makes turn out for good. No, He's making circumstances work out for you. I want to read to you just real quick what the Amplified says. God being a partner in their own labor, He's making things work out for you. He's a partner with you. He is your partner. It goes on to say he's called us. Did you know God has called you? Did you know he has called you to stand with him and walk with him? He has chosen you, it says in verse 30. He's called you. He's given you right standing. And he's given you his glory. What can mess you up? What has the right or the place to mess you up? What can come between you and the love of God? Nothing. Even when things do get messed up, you know, the enemy would like to try. The enemy would like to throw things at you to get you off track. But if you'll stick with God, nothing can come between you and God and his deliverance. It says, overwhelming victory, verse 37, is ours through Christ who loved us. Isn't that good news? We have been given that spirit to be able to have that relationship with him. He loves you so much. He's made a good, good life for you. He's designed that before you were ever born. Your mother went on the way to the hospital and God all of a sudden goes, oh my word, I forgot to give a plan. I forgot to design something for Kelly. Oh, well, I better put something together fast. No. Before the foundation of the world, he has written your days. He's written your life. Now it's our choice though to live that life. It's our choice to be led by God. And if we're led by God, though, then we will be manifested as sons and daughters of God. I want us to look at, we talked about in James 4, I want to just repeat that, where it talks about, you know, you scheme and you fight and because you want things that you don't have, but it says you don't have them because you don't ask God. You're looking at all these ways and scheming on how to get what you need, and you're having to scheme because you don't ask God. That always makes me think about orphans. You know, orphans and the kind you see in the movies, you know, the ones where there's not enough to go around, so they have to fight to get what they want. They have to scheme to get it. Why? There's not a daddy looking after them. And our daddy looks after us. Our daddy has a plan for us, and all we have to do is follow it. You know, I'm just going to keep repeating that because, you know, you might say, well, you make it sound so simple. It really is that simple. I didn't say it was necessarily always easy, but it is simple. If we just will listen to him, listen to his word, listen to him when he directs us, he can lead us out of trouble and into the plan. You know, that's what happened with my parents. They were in terrible, dire straits. Many of you have heard the story. They were in terrible shape when they met the Lord. But what happened when they gave? My mother said, take my life and do something with it. And things started getting better. Not overnight, but they got better and better and better. And as they were better and better at walking in the Lord and walking in the Word, their life got better and better. Many of you, you've told me your testimonies. You've got the same testimony. When you heard the word preached, you began to live it. And what happened? Things changed. Well, the Lord's probably going, exactly. Duh. That's what I've been trying to get across to you, is I've got a good plan and all you have to do is listen to me to get there. All you have to do is take the paths, as Ephesians 2:10 says in the Amplified, take the paths that I've prearranged and laid out for you to live that good life. It's when we do our own thing that we don't get to live what God designed for us to live. You know, that word, Ab, I want to just tell you that this is going to be the Texas version of this Greek word, P-A-T-E-R, pater. That's what it looks like. It's supposed to say pater, but that's pretty Texan. Probably that's not accurate. So, you know, you might want to check on that before you act like you know what you're talking about. But that is the word for father, and it says author of a family, one who has infused his own spirit into others, activates and governs their mind. That's our father, that Abba Father. And that's what he wants to do with you. That's what he wants to be with to you. Let me read again Galatians 4, We read this yesterday, but we're just going to repeat this scripture, Galatians 4, 6. We'll just start with 4. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we're his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us, that spirit inside of us, prompts us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you're no longer a slave, but you are God's own child. Isn't that good news? You're not a slave. You are God's own child. And that spirit prompts us to call out to him. Jesus, you know, called out, Abba. He needed his father. He needed direction and he needed help. And he knew to say to himself, don't listen to what yourself has to say. Do you realize he was on top of himself all the time? You look in the Gospels and he was constantly saying, I only do what my father tells me to do. I only say what my father tells me to say. You can look in the Gospel, he says it all the time. Why? He stayed on top of himself all the time about that. You know, if Jesus had to stay on top of himself, then you and I must stay on top of ourselves. But I want to read to you John chapter 5, verse 30 in the Amplified Bible. This is what Jesus said, and we need to follow it. If we want to live this kind of life, we're going to have to live like him. And when he cried out, Abba, Father, he was calling out to his father to lead him through that toughest time. That was suffering, boy, to make that decision to do what his father wanted. You know, when the Bible talks about suffering, it talks about suffering in Romans 8. It doesn't mean that we have to suffer with sin and suffer with sickness. Jesus did that part for us. But we can watch him in the garden of Gethsemane, how he suffered and he sweat blood to do what his father told him to do. He sweat blood. He said, if there's any other way to do this, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And you know, right then his decision was made. You know, yeah, it was later when he died on Calvary and went to hell and paid the price for us, that our price was paid. But really, it was paid when he said, not my will, but yours be done. Because when he said that, he was determined to do what his father asked him to do. How do you get like that? How do you come to the place where you have put your flesh so down that you do what God wants you to do? Well, you know what? It's a series of choices. It starts with the choice to be that way. And then when circumstances come at you, then you remember, oh, I've made a decision. I've made a choice that I only do what my Father says. You know, you have to be like Jesus and say that about yourself. Start your day saying it. I only do what my Father tells me to do. I only say what my Father tells me to say. It's important to teach your children this way. You want them to be protected? Teach them to listen to the Spirit of God and to be obedient to the Father. But Jesus said, this is what he said all the time, John 5:30, and I'm going to read to you out of the Amplified. I am able to do nothing from myself, independently of my own accord. Listen, if Jesus could do nothing of himself, then you and I should not be trying to do anything from ourselves. If he had to say that, if he had to be that way, determined to not do anything from himself or not do anything by himself, he doesn't do anything independently, he doesn't do anything of his own accord, his own initiative, then we need to be that way. He says, but only as I am taught by God and as I get his orders. I move when I get his orders. Say that with me right now. I move when I get his orders. I don't do anything by myself, but only as I am taught by God. You know, say that every day. Say this verse over yourself. Here's what he says. Even as I hear, or you know, you could say, immediately when I hear, I judge. What's he saying? I decide as I am bidden to decide. It's like, yes, I have free choice. My free choice is to do God's choice. My free will is to do His will. You know, yeah, you have a free will to go do something else, but you can't go do something else and walk in sonship, walk in that relationship with your Father that He desires for you to have. So Jesus said, I decide as I'm told to decide. I do what I'm told to do. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. And my judgment is right. He can say, I'm right every time. That's another way to put that. I'm right every time. Why? Because I don't do anything of myself. I only do what the Father tells me to do, and He's always right. Amen? Because I do not seek or consult my own will, I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, my own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. I can tell you right now that right there and that attitude and that place of him holding himself in that place on a day-to-day basis, that is what saved me and you. Because if he hadn't been like that, if he'd been more like Adam was in the Garden of Eden, concerned about what pleased him, Eve concerned and following what pleased her, if he'd been like them, you and I wouldn't be saved today. You and I would not have a doorway open to a relationship with the Father like he wants with us. But Jesus says, I don't consult myself. And praise God, he told himself that probably every day. But when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the result of that daily decision to do only what God told him to do, that daily decision to not consult his own desires, is what saved me and you and sent him to the cross. Amen? We should just say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that for us. Thank you for paying the price. I have another scripture I want to read to you just so that you can know that you know that you know that you're called. I want you to know that you know that you know that your Father wants this type of relationship that I've been talking to you about. And let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I pray that you're absorbing this and that you're connecting these things. And I pray that you'll understand what a good life He has for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 14. This is where we find ourselves. This is the place where we have to make a decision. Are we going to be average, or are we going to be sons and daughters of God? And if we're not going to be average, and we're not, because if you're average, you're going to live an average Christian life, you're going to have average results, and you're going to leave yourself open to the enemy. But in this place and in this time and wherever you're at, you're sitting and listening to me today. And if you're not quite at that place where you're ready to say, I'm going to turn aside from my own desires and I'm going to do what God wants, then go back to the beginning of this week on KCM.org and listen every day very closely. Because I think sometimes, and I'm going to get to this, but I want to say this real quick so you can say that, look at this with me in faith. People get the idea that God wants you to do what He wants so He can be boss. Or He's holding back from you. Or He just wants to make you keep a bunch of rules. That's not God's heart. He wants to be your Father. He wanted, with Eve, he wasn't withholding knowledge from her. He wanted to be her teacher. He didn't want Satan to be her teacher. He wanted to be her teacher. He had provided all this for her, and he wanted to show her what good was. She knew what good was. But he'd rather teach her about evil than have her experience it. But in following her own desires, she left serving the father god, and she began to serve herself and serve the enemy because he became her god because she let him tell her what to do. He wants to be our God and our Lord and our Father so he can lead us into that life because he loves us. So when we make this decision to live for God, I'm telling you, you're not giving things up. You're not putting yourself in a place where your life won't be as happy or as fun. You're setting yourself up for more fun and more life and more adventure than you've ever had, being a partner and being a son and daughter of God. So as I read this, I want you to realize that this is what God is calling you to. He has called you. He has chosen you. And this is what he wants. And this is the way we need to live our life. Verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? It can't. I hope you've gotten that out of this week. How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? You can't mix your life. You're going to have to choose one way or the other. How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. That, remember we read the verse, that living God, he is in us and he prompts us to call out, Abba, Father, Daddy. It says, as God says, this is God's heart for me and you. I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers. Separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things and I will welcome you. He's not saying, he's not being a dictator and just wanting to tell you what to do. He's wanting you to come to him so that he can give you this life. He's calling you out from that old way of life so that you can walk with him and he can walk with you, and he wants to be our God. He says, and I will welcome you. He says, come, come to me. Verse 18, and I will be your father and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Praise God. This is what he wants from us. This is what he wants for us. He wants to walk as our partner. He wants to every day be the one telling you, you know, do this, do this. What's he telling you to do? He's having you miss problems. He's having you know how to parent your own children. He's having you know how to succeed in business. Why? Because he's got a good plan for you and he's directing you. And we're going to go right back where we first started to Ephesians 2:10. I'm going to read this one more time. And I hope within all this week that you've come to realize what this scripture is really saying, that we have been given in God. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew. Why? That we may do those works, those good works, which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prearranged ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Just say yes. Say yes, Lord. Say yes, Father. Yes, Abba, Father. I'm yours. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395 That's 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I just as I was, you know, determining where to go, the Lord was leading me in kind of a different direction for an offering than I've ever done before. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 18, it says, "As surely as God is faithful, our word to you does not waver between yes and no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. He is the one whom Silas, Timothy, and I preach to you as God's ultimate yes." Jesus is our ultimate yes. Don't you like that? "And He always does what He says. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes." Jesus is God saying yes to you, yes to us. Jesus was His yes to us. "And through Christ, our amen," which means yes, "ascends to God for His glory." Listen to what the Lord showed me about this verse. When you say yes to God, we're not by ourselves. What we say yes to do may seem hard. What are you offering today? You may have made a decision this week to offer Him your whole life, to do what He wants you to do. That's huge. But you think, that seems so hard. We're not by ourselves. Jesus is our yes. What are you may be offering an offering today, money, that you think, I need this to pay bills, but I'm prompted to offer it, so I say yes, Lord. You may be offering Him your time, your service, He may be calling you to be a teacher or calling you into this area or that area, and you're offering Him your life and you think, how can I do that? But our yes doesn't go to God by itself. When we say yes to Him, you look at your offering, I say yes to giving this to the Lord as I'm prompted. Jesus, it says, our yes... through Christ, it says, and through Christ, our yes, or our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for His glory. I see Jesus go to the Father and says, Father, Kelly and I say yes to you. Kelly and I have said yes to sow this seed, and we thank you that you are faithful. Kelly and I say yes to do that thing that you've called her to do, called us to do. Isn't that good? He says yes with you. So don't forget that as you sow your seed. You know what? As you want to review these broadcasts, just go to our website at kcm.org and click on media, and you can watch or download the broadcast. Come to our meetings this summer. The Southwest Believers Convention starts Monday. So come and get in the Word with us. Be sure to join us online. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We're all there. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you today that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org.